Good morning, Lisa.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Okay. Do we know if Tara is able to come?
I think that she is. I hope so. She is able to add some topic ideas for
Oh, good.
today's
She did her
meeting.
assignment. I didn't. I did
Yes.
not.
And right now I'm going to try and remember how to take over the host. Ba-ba-bum, in the meeting because I can never remember how.
Oh, yeah.
Claim host. Hey, look, I found it.
Hey, you made it look easy.
Oh.
I'm going to look to see what Tara added. I haven't got, I'm going to get my glasses. Oh, yeah, and did I get back to you about your showing us the workflow tool that you're developing? I meant to if I didn't.
Yes, you did get back to me,
Okay.
and it's totally my
Excuse me.
fault. So you're
Oh
good.
no problem. Not it's just I just had this fear that sometimes I don't even in Slack I forget to hit send. So I was like, you
Oh,
never told me that. Sure,
fair
I
enough.
did. Yeah.
Right? So yes, I did see that. And then you'll just, I'm going to ask for everybody's grace today that I have a 2 week, 3 week old at home
Oh.
who is insistent on being a baby and totally inconsiderate and crying in the middle of the night when his
Oh.
parents are trying to get their restful sleep. And so I'm just a little bit
Well,
slow on the intake.
congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing. This is
Maybe
child number how many?
eight.
Eight. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the older kids are definitely super helpers, but they can't help much in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So just a little bit slow on the uptake, still trying to catch up on things here at work and in the Folio community and seeing where things have gone. I'm great at summer break for most of this. So there's a little bit less to try and catch up on right now in the Folio sphere, but I'm just a little bit slow on the uptake. So part of that is I need to get caught up with where we are in our wish list app that we're developing, and then I'll be reaching out to you guys, and hopefully we can get a I can do a little show pony of the mock-ups and where we are currently in UX development and get your feedback on whether or not it would be effective for your new material workflows or PDA. I don't know if you do patron-driven acquisitions, but the goal is to
Yeah,
serve both of those.
that sounds great.
Yeah. Morning, Tara.
Morning. How's it going?
Good. Thank you for doing your homework and adding some
Yeah, thank you, Tara.
future planning. I posted that to the SIG group and then immediately expunged it from my brain. I'm also hiring a new person in my department right now, and so lots of interviews have been going through. So it's been fun.
Awesome.
Well, without further ado, we do. I guess I'll share my screen with one of these buttons. Do screen number four. All right. So, first thing, convener notes. I'm super tired. Oh, there, here we go. I should finish hitting the share button. Are we seeing the same thing? Yay, we are. So, my convener notes is that I'm really tired and I have a new baby. So, yay me. And then there are some product council updates that I did put on the discussion items as well. I believe both of you were in that, so I don't know how much more there is needed to talk about it, but the long and short is readdressing the community priorities dashboard. They're going to go out to SIG groups again and say, hey, is this these are your actual priority items, and then they're going to try and figure out how to prioritize this and what can product council do to push these features for develop into development, final refinement, and into the product as a whole. The other piece of that was there's a document being formed for the vision and framework. That is the idea of what is the guiding principles and what is Folio as a LSP, and what is within the realm of functionality, what institutions is a target, etc. So if anybody ever sees this recording in the future, you're welcome to go back into the past and find the meeting notes and go in and add your comments to this document. They're taking suggestions on its refinement right now before the new product council members take over. Is there anything else you want to add to that, Lisa?
Sorry, no.
Awesome.
I'm not sure, and I think the one point you said about the updates is the aspect. I'm not sure the PC is focused on implementing them, which sounds kind of crazy. And Tara, please correct me if you have a different understanding. And I know we kind of talked about this on Monday with Christy, Thomas, kind of saying, like, how do these prioritizations fit into the roadmap? And my understanding, and just for clarity's sake, is that the goal isn't to do that, which, like, I think Christy said, it's a pretty low bar, but to have something at the ready in case development, like, I mean, the example in my head is the Library of Congress was asked, Caitlin from the Library of Congress said, whatever, some higher up came to them and said they just got a bunch of money and they needed to use it for development fast. What's the best, what feature do they want? And so cases like where, or the commute for community development purposes, but to think that most of the development, I'm not sure that of the effort, but to put this into the actual roadmap, I guess is my question, or am I not sure about that? That's all I wanted to say, so.
I think that you're right in that they are not quite sure how it's going to be leveraged. They're not sure what
Right.
they're going to do with it. I think they're still trying to figure that out, and so I'm hopeful that it will have some impact on the roadmap. And if the community does see these handful of issues or features as this is our high priority, I'm hopeful that this will, at the very least, draw attention to these.
I agree, and my attitude at this point is they can't hurt, and how can we function or get what we want without this? So I it's sort of and that, but yeah, how to move it forward into a positive place, I think is not something that's a definite. But you know what I'm curious, Joseph, for those of us who have been on since the beginning of time, I don't know how long you've been on Folio, but have you ever been asked questioned before about your priorities?
No. We've
Okay.
been on Folio since 2020 or 2021.
Oh, so pretty early.
And we at first when we got started, we relied heavily on index data to represent us to the community. And there's been a effort in my organization to focus more staff attention, such as myself, to be more immersed and involved in the Folio community, hence the SIG meeting that we're in. And so that's the my becoming more immersed in Jira and Confluence, attending WolfCon. That's how our voice has been spread, is primarily through me.
Okay, thanks.
Adding
Yeah, I was
comments
curious.
and being naggy. That's what I found to be the squeaky wheel.
You never sound angry, no.
The squeaky wheel. Well, Tara might argue differently. See, there's the laughing emoji.
Yeah,
So I don't have anything else from Product Council. There is some slight updates on topics that we've tracked in the past, and that is future enhancements for the moving page requests when an item is not found, which is a major impact for public libraries. It is for us. And while I try not to represent the every public library, I am, have to represent us as the only public library using Folio, that as a medium-sized library, if it's impacting us, it will be a major impact for larger libraries. And so this has been added to the community priorities dashboard. And I did do a follow-up with Stephanie Buck, who has taken over PO ownership for the mod notices as well. So her plate's a little full right now, trying to take on that role. And hopefully we'll see some development progress on that as well. This is the only update that I had from the outstanding issues. So on to the meat and bones. I mentioned to Tara last week, and I'm going to be completely honest here, that I am struggling to make sure that this isn't SPL centric, Spokane Public Library centric SIG group. And it's hard to do right now with only the three of us meeting, and trying to leverage the SIG to bring attention to the needs of public libraries. And I'm finding it difficult to do that and have meaningful topics for discussion here in this group. And so I feel as though I'm not doing an adequate job in this SIG group. So I had reached out to Tara and asked, do you have some ideas about how to roadmap this SIG for the next few months on topics about, so it's not just me rambling in the room to you guys. Though it does give you an opportunity to catch up on your email. So that being said,
I promise I am not.
thankfully, Tara did have some ideas in here that hopefully we can elaborate on and set out the next few months roadmap meetings. So, Tara, do you want to talk about these in detail? And I'll edit as we go and add some details.
I mean, I don't know if these are
Yay.
the best topics, but they are some topics that we could talk about. Also, I just like you keep saying that you don't want this to be a Spokane-centric like SIG, but that I mean, like if you work in a public library, then you have a perspective of public libraries that are not yours as well, because you are in that community. So I don't really think that's what's happening. Just
Thank
putting
you.
that out there. I mean, like I know generally what academic libraries do, and from working with you, some about what public libraries do. But I wouldn't say that like just because I've only worked it for public or academic libraries that I only know what four academic libraries need,
Right.
Anyway, so the topics that I put on here, users topics question mark, because I know that there are deficiencies in the users app that affect public libraries, and maybe outlining that a little bit further would be useful. The next topic that I put on here is something that I've heard discussed in at least two SIGs recently. It's anonymization and privacy. One of the things that I think about when I hear those is whether some of the gains in privacy and anonymization might go against things that like public libraries need if they are not configurable. So I think that you may have obligations to keep information that other libraries don't, but I'm not sure. And then you probably also have concerns about keeping some things private that other libraries wouldn't think of.
Yes.
And then for integrations, this is just like a perennially popular topic. And I know that like everyone's got the same, self-check machines and you have an automatic sorter. But I wonder if there are any other integrations that are special, I don't think that we would consider sort of like security features to be an integration, but I know you do something interesting with like notifications and emails, and that I don't know. Maybe that would be considered an integration. And then this last thing was I was just wondering sort of like
We know like what systems are most popular among public libraries, so I think to like the Marshall Reading site. So I wonder if sort of like comparison tables might help us to identify additional features that might be missing, things that make those other systems popular and useful for public libraries that Folio might lack. I just thought it might sort of like spur something.
Yes, and I'm
Go
really
ahead.
glad that you put that on there too. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Derek. Go.
Oh no, I mean like, it's like I know that that can look kind of like salesy, like when you go to the bottom and it's like, what do these two products do? And it's actually from one of the products. So like I think that it's important to be clear that we're not trying to do that, but we are looking for gaps through the lens of other ILSs.
Yes, this is one thing that I've that's on my ongoing list personally and professionally is to look at public library RFPs for ILSs and then do gap analysis on how Folio serves, what is it lacking in order to serve their needs. So I am admittedly not great at navigating the library technology website. And so I have Tara. I'm just admitting that I'm terrible at trying to navigate this website. And so consequently, I don't have a great way of comparing, say, Polaris features and functions to that of Folio and bringing aspects of this product out of saying this is a definite need. So I like the idea of having that as a topic for exploration, and I could do a little research ahead of that meeting of saying, here are some of the things that I have found that public libraries would be in dire need of beyond actual cost, and outlining that for maybe a prioritization of those features and represent them back to the community as Jira tickets. So I think that's an excellent topic for discussion. Tara, thank you. Yeah,
Thanks.
one of the integration pieces, just this is a little side note here, as you were talking about needs or custom things that we're doing, one of them is trying to figure out how to do debt collection. And right now we're building a custom method in the same way that we did a custom method for actual cost implementation. I know that we have the Broussard is a function in Folio that doesn't necessarily serve our needs because we still need the fines represented as an accounts receivable. And we're not sending it to another office because we're giving the opportunity for the patron to return those books or to pay for them at their local branch, at which point a Broussard doesn't serve that purpose. So it would be interesting to me to explore possible integrations with third-party services such as that. Or another is we run the consortium with the Spokane Public Schools where we manage their collection and their student users in our Folio environment. And so being able to integrate this is a dream of mine, is to be able to integrate fee fine data into their school's accounting system, where students and parents are allowed, parents more often than not, sign in to manage extracurricular fee costs or lunch budgets or materials that they owe for the school, baseball jerseys, et cetera. And be able to, in traditional school, middle school, grade school environments, everything from the library is also included in that student portal. So I would be interested in, and one of my personal goals is to reach out and start working with these different companies and saying, have you looked at Folio as a potential ILS that you would want to or be interested in integrating with? And right now we're already working with a number of third-party vendors to support public libraries and their unique needs. But Spokane is kind of simultaneously representing public schools to the community as well, which have a very, very unique set of needs as compared to even an academic library. And so the integrations, that list could get very large very quickly. So, an ex again, another excellent topic to bring up that I would need to do a little research on and bring for discussion. I am making notes on a different page of this as we're talking to, so forgive me for not having it displayed here.
If you do think that you want to look into the gap analysis aspect, feel free to assign me. Maybe I can we can pick apart a few of these and divvy it up and do a comparison chart. I don't know,
Yeah,
but
how would
just let me know. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be interesting if I grabbed even just one of those RFPs of
Yeah.
from a public library that I've found. There's one even nearby here in Washington.
People post those online. I guess, is it public
Yeah,
knowledge? Is that
it
one?
is. Yep. And so we can, I have one of those from a library that kind of looks up to where like the Big Brother library to them. They're in a small town just south of southwest of Spokane, and they are looking for an ILS. And when I saw their RFP, I went, oh, I'm going to reach out to them and talk about Folio and see what we can do. And very quickly looking through their requirements, I realize, and there's a Horizon Circe Dynex shop like we were, and because Horizon is sunsetting this year. And so I've reached out. I was going to reach out, but we would not, Folio would not meet their expectations, unfortunately. And they didn't have, I know that they wouldn't have the resources necessary for doing the kind of custom work that we do in order to make it fully functional. I know that this is another, actually, this should be another topic. I'm very grateful that the Discovery Group or the Discovery SIG has stepped up and been really active lately, because one of the pieces that I noticed about our Folio framework, and this is true of being a truly open source that works with anything, is the discovery interfaces that Folio does not, necessarily have a front end, but there are a lot of open source products that support Folio. And one of the challenges, I believe, for a public library looking to adopt Folio, especially if they're underfunded and they look at open, they see the word open source and think, great, inexpensive, is the amount of development time necessary to get a feature-rich discovery layer functional with Folio. I know that that was a big hurdle for Spokane. And it even at that, with two developers, it took us 2.5 years to get a feature-rich discovery layer. So one of the future topics that I would propose is better how what gap analysis features would be required for a public library in their discovery layer, so that it would be almost a one-to-one change experience for the patron. Because anytime you get something like Horizon, getting a discovery layer that comes with it that's relatively plug and play. Does that make sense?
It did to me, except I'm wanted you to repeat. So the goal would be the gap analysis for the discovery. So there's a one to I guess I didn't understand the one to one.
So that coming from a system like we use Discovery Blue Cloud, provided by Circe Dynex for a little while, or their enterprise, Discovery Enterprise. And in order to make the switch, there was a number of features in Folio and in our catalog that were drastically different from what we offered to the public prior. So it was very difficult for the public adoption, our patron adoption, to the new Folio discovery layer with ViewFind because it was so radically different and there were so many features that were unsupported. So, similar to the gap analysis of the ILS, a similar gap analysis of what discovery layers have to offer for the public and have those represented to the discovery SIG as well.
Yeah, that seems tough to me because isn't that highly dependent on, not impossible. I'm just trying to figure out how that would work because it's highly dependent on developers. So,
Yes.
or are you talking about like the minimum features, quote unquote, out of the box for those things?
Yes. Yeah, minimum
Okay.
features out of the box. And one of the there's and there's been a lot of development since in this respect within the Folio community since we went live, where the patron empowerment API didn't exist when we first went to ViewFind as well. Or if it did, it was not yet well defined, refined, and documented. And so most of the features that patrons became accustomed to right out of, that they had be that they were accustomed to, I should say, in our old discovery layer just didn't exist when we went to Folio. So while the staff, I can represent them and they'll gripe, rightfully so, all day about having to change their workflows and build new standard operating procedures for how to handle different aspects of circulation. The people who got the brunt of it were the patrons who had to try and learn a new discovery layer that was not as feature rich as they were used to.
I see.
So what would be the needs of the public, basically, to represent the needs of the patron through the discovery SIG for public libraries? That make more sense? I should
Yes.
write that
Yeah.
down. Then.
And I'm on catalog.spokanelibrary.org, and this is ViewFind.
Yeah.
Oh, Miley Crystal looks good.
Yep. And then, yeah, we did lots of custom works for new material sliders that use a material type we call new materials and or new adult nonfiction and so forth. And then the other one of the other features that we have is both item level or title level requests or just directly from the search results page, as well as item level requests. Oh, no, missed. Economist is always my go-to. Where if it's an item level copy, then you go to the item details page and you can select a particular volume of that journal from there. So lots of custom work went into this to make it meet the needs of the public, our ultimate stakeholder. The ultimate stakeholder for us. And so a lot of work, and it's really great. It works for us, but we had this is my big thing is we were lucky enough to have the development man hours necessary to meet this. And many of the patron empowerment functions we created custom to talk to Folio directly through various APIs because the patron empowerment API didn't yet exist. So we're contributing, we're trying to contribute a little bit back to the ViewFind project as well, so that not everything that we're doing is, here's Spokane doing their thing over there. We're kind of trying to contribute some of that back. If there are needs and custom stuff that we've built, how can we represent that to make a perhaps an easier API endpoint in Folio to empower the catalog development easier for discovery layers? So, again, I'm taking lots of notes on here. A patron. All right. Okay. Well, I have those items listed here. I'll try. So what I'll do is I'll take this list and I'll expand on it a little bit more with what we've talked about. And then I will throw them in some future agenda and meeting notes for the remainder of this year. I think that we'll probably have at least 5 months and then skip the WolfCon, skip September. And so we'll have enough, I think, to round out the year based on this list. And we can always add more as we go. One of the things I did want to talk about with anonymization is that public libraries, and I think that everybody, I don't know about other institutions, to be quite honest with you, but legally, people have the right to be forgotten. And so there's not a great mechanism in Folio for complete anonymization of a record. So anyway, we have a workaround where we change the user data to remove them, but we have previous analytical data that gets saved on the patron. And so there's some dancing that has to be done in order to meet the needs of that requirement. That might be worth diving into in a future session.
Do you know how often people request that?
Thankfully, we only did it once. And at the time, we had loan anonymization turned on. And so we did have a way to clean it up. And so only once have we had to experience that.
So it's like it's technically possible, but very painful.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that's I don't have anything more unless you guys have some other ideas. And when it comes to doing the gap analysis, I would love to have your help on that, Lisa, where we can
Yeah,
get
sure.
an RFP or I can grab one. Tara, are you, what's your confidence level, or I don't want to say competency, but I'm incompetent when it comes to it. What's your competency on navigating this and diving into more of this data?
Casual. I didn't. I you're making it sound like there's something really cool that you can do with it that isn't just like navigating around in there. So,
There
yeah.
is. People have sent things to me that has this, they send this magic link that has a whole string of different variables in it, and it comes up with this awesome statistic of comparisons between ILSs and institutions and years of end of life or different products, and they've sent magic things to me, and I don't know how to get those to work.
Oh. If it's possible, I'm sure we can do it. But if they're doing something fancy, I don't know. I think we
Okay.
can figure it out.
I might reach out to David or I know someone who often sends me some of these things, and I might send him with a, hey, I'm looking for this particular data set. Can you get it for me? And send something to him and have him send me back a magic URL that puts it all together. Maybe he can take some time to teach me.
I'm very intrigued by this magic URL. Like, if you have the results of one, like what it's supposed to look like, I'm sure we can figure it out. I mean, like, I guess one thing I would be curious about is like, and maybe this is in here somewhere, but like transition from one system to another, like what they came from to where they landed. I bet that data's in here.
Yep, I bet it is too. And that's one thing I would like to see right now is that we have all these Horizon libraries, and Symphony. Symphony isn't being sunset yet, but I'd be interested to reach out to some of these institutions and see if they have published RFPs. You know, and see what their gap analysis is as well.
Yeah. I how are you getting your hands at all these RFPs?
By going to their public website and looking at all public libraries have to submit a bid to, they have to get it approved by the state that they're in and make sure that it's open for X number of days and it's available on their public works site and a number of other things. And so, having gone through this, not just for our RFP process, but for my own internal acquisition as well as the bond construction projects that we went through. Washington State has a very specific portal that you can go and keep an eye on for public, all public RFPs, but you can narrow it down by institution as well. So,
That's so cool.
yeah,
It's
that's
like
how I
there's like a
gauged.
whole history in there. Yeah, that's really interesting. Feels like there's a paper in here somewhere. All right. I am curious, but I have nothing useful to say at this point.
Okay.
But I'm happy to try and get any data that we want out of there.
Okay. Well, I think, once again, I think that that's, unless you guys have anything else earth-shattering, I could give you guys, we could all get 25 minutes left of our morning. And I can write some of these out as topic discussions for future meetings.
That's great. Thank
Yeah,
you.
that's good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, you guys. I
Thanks.
appreciate it.
Good luck with your sleep.
Oh,
Yeah, good luck.
thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
That's where my 25 minutes is going. All
Yeah,
right.
sure. I wouldn't blame you.
All
Bye.
right.
All right,
Have a
bye.
good one. Bye-bye.